Okay, everybody, welcome to the call. Ron LeGrand here. If you're on this call, then that means you have likely registered for our seminar in LA on Saturday. If that is not the case, could you press any button for me right now? Just press any button if you're not registered. Okay, I guess everybody is registered. What I want to do is take a few minutes and prepare you for Saturday so we get the biggest bang that you can out of it. Got a lot going on that day, and it could be very, very important for you to follow my instructions tonight because we're really attempting to help you make money and shortly after you leave that seminar. Brian and Lynette, are you on the call?
Oh, hello, Ron. How are you doing tonight?
That's Ron.
Lynette Wolf and Brian Wolf. And if you do not know this couple, you will certainly see them on Saturday, and from that point on, never forget them.
Very nice.
Right. Hey, Ron, did you know we used to live in California?
Yes, I know, Lynette, I know. And all right, so Brian and Lynette come from Phoenix, and I guess we'll take time on Saturday to let you hear their background, but they're very, very qualified people, and there's a very strong reason that they're coming. I'll spend the day with you guys helping you do deals and actually making calls and making you do them for you. Brian, Lynette, do you have someone on the call you want to introduce tonight?
Actually, we have a student in California right now who's not only on the call, but they're going to be there on Saturday, and they kind of wanted to share a success that they had. They put a house under contract, and their name is Sarah and Pedro. Sarah, are you on the phone call yet? Oh, she might be muted out. I got to text her a special number. I just thought of that. You muted everybody, right?
Yeah, I actually did.
Right, we'll get a hold of her, and we'll let you know when we have her on.
Oh, why don't you give her the moderator code?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Well, Brian and Lynette actually do real estate deals day in and day out in the Phoenix market, and to the tune of how many now, Brian? 5, 6, 7 a month?
Yeah, right in that ballpark, yep.
Okay.
Lots of pretty houses.
And actually, you do deals exactly like we're going to talk about on Saturday. We literally are going to discuss both pretty houses and ugly houses,
mm-hmm.
and as how they pertain to your California market. And we will show you deals right before your face. So I want to go over a few things here tonight in our time on the phone to make sure you come prepared, or at least I'm going to do my best to get you prepared before you come. And might want to take notes. We are going to record this call and send the recorded version out. Problem with sending anything out is we send it by email, and not more than 20-25% of those emails ever get opened. Sometimes they don't get received. Sometimes they go into spam. We don't know. They go into email heaven somewhere, wherever that may be. So if you're on this call, take notes. Don't rely on getting that email. I can tell you we're going to start at 9 a.m. sharp on Saturday. And we'll be through about 4:30, my best guess right now. And it'll be nonstop from beginning to end once we start at 9 a.m. We start at 9 a.m. We don't start registering at 9, so I want to be there early because we're going to be packed. I expect we're going to probably have somewhere around 150 to 200 people in this class on Saturday, so we're going to need all the time that we can get, especially considering that we are actually going to process your leads, which I'm about to discuss here during this day, and see how many deals we can make for the attending class. So we're going to need complete cooperation and be on time because I'm kind of a stickler. I'm going to start on time whether you are ready to or not, or whether you're there. I've asked Brian and Lynette to come on the call tonight because they're going to spend their entire day Saturday, or good part of it, making phone calls for you to leads that you bring in. And when we make these calls, the whole purpose is to screen them as to their interest in whether they would consider terms or not, and that means a lease purchase or selling with owner financing or selling for what they owe, in fact, what we call taking it subject to, all three of which are ways that we currently buy houses all over America, including California, day in and day out. And you're going to see the process on how we do that on Saturday, and I'll literally cover it for you step by step. I'll show you what I do here in my hometown. They still buy 2 or 3 houses a month with literally almost none of my own time invested in it. And in fact, one of the big points that I want to discuss on Saturday is how we do this on autopilot and using systemization and automation anymore, which Brian and Lynette are king and queen of, I might add.
We are the king and queen of automation.
Yes, you are, and in fact have been for a lot of years, which is why, as one of our mentors for our students, you are a shining example of what one should do to set their business up like. So we're really going to be glad to have you and tell us exactly how you run your business in Phoenix. We're also going to have another one of our Southern California, one of our L.A. mentors there. And you're going to like hearing from this guy because, Lynette, I'm not sure, did he actually close that deal yet, or is he about to close a deal that nets him $1.5 million on one house?
Oh, my goodness. He is right around the corner from closing the deal.
Yeah.
And, yes, it's just phenomenal, the numbers Alton is making on this deal. We are so excited.
Yeah. So what we're going to do on Saturday is take you through the process by actually showing you deals and what you do with them. And we're going to use your leads or your property information sheets as examples. So if you don't have something to write on, get it right now, because I'm going to give you some websites I want you to write down. These are very, very, very important to you. And I'm going to do everything I can to encourage you to make a few phone calls between now and Saturday and use the property information sheets that we've provided to you and bring that to class, because I am telling you, it's in your best interest. And if you don't, I'm also telling you, you better bring a barf bag, because you're going to hate yourself for not bringing these leads when you see the wolves and us turn these things into profit for those who did. So let's start with these websites. There's a couple of choices. I believe we sent you a link. In fact, I'm looking at the email we sent you, and it does have a link in it. And that link has a place for you to go to get the property information sheet. But I'm going to give you a couple more sites because I want you to go beyond that. In fact, you can go to ronlegrand.com/fast-track. That's Ron LeGrand. Spell my name now right. LEGRAND.com/fast-track. FASTTRACK. And there you'll find several things. One, you'll find the property information sheet that we will be using in class, after class, and hopefully you'll be using it before class. And it's really nothing more than a sheet where you follow down the line and ask the sellers the questions we need the answers to. And what I want you to do, this is your homework, is to actually, when you go to that site, there's a one-hour webinar there for you to watch that will teach you why I want that sheet filled out, how to fill that sheet out correctly, and how to find sellers. All of that is on that one-hour webinar, of which is loaded right there on ronlegrand.com/fast-track. And again, that's a 1 hour. If for some reason you can't see yourself sitting in front of a one-hour webinar, you can get a 15-minute video on how to fill out the property information sheet at another website. That's ronlegrand.com/FSBO, F-S-B-O. ronlegrand.com/FSBO contains the property information sheet and a 15-minute version of how to fill it out. Again, strongly suggest you go and take the one-hour webinar. It'll take you right on through that process, teach you a lot of good stuff that we're actually going to be covering on Saturday, and much, much better prepare you for the class, especially if you're a beginner and have not sit in front of me before. ronlegrand.com/fast-track is my preference for you to go. Watch the one-hour webinar, and you can download the FSBO sheets right there. And more than that, there's also scripts on there that you can use to call the sellers with. Now, let me make it clear. The property information sheet is the script you use to call them with. When you get it, if you don't already have it in front of you, you'll see it simply asks them, what are they asking? What do they think it's worth? What do they owe? What's their name? What's their address of the house, their phone number, and all of that. But then it goes into the middle and asks them if they would consider lease purchase or if they would consider taking their equity in monthly installments. Now, these are the very critical questions that I need answered, and as referenced on the video that I want you to watch. But once that sheet is filled out, then there are scripts that you can get as well on ronlegrand.com/fast-track to take it beyond those sheets For example, there's a when the seller says yes that they would consider terms, and you will see that about 25 or 30% of them will say yes to terms. If you ask them the questions that are as they are laid out on the property information sheet. Now, these scripts take them beyond that. For example, if you get a house that's free and clear, and about a third of them are, and you ask the seller, would you consider taking your equity in monthly installments, and they say yes, then the script that you will pull up and use is clearly marked at the top. Use this when they say yes to owner financing. And when you read that script, you'll see that it asks the critical questions that we need to know, which are, would they sell for nothing down? And if not, how much do they want down? What's the least they could take per month? And what's the lowest asking price? When we get these questions answered, we've got the information we need to know whether we even want to call the seller back and make an appointment to see the house. The more information you get on your property information sheets, the better and easier it is for Brian and Lynette and our other mentor to call these people and get it to a conclusion and help you create an oral deal while you're there. And my friends, I do not want you to underestimate the value of what we're doing. We have not done this in this one-day seminar. This is something that we have just created. The Wolves are flying in from Phoenix to help you do this. And don't take this lightly.
We are so excited to call your sellers. Oh, my goodness. We love calling the sellers. The lead sheets you bring in, we call the sellers and we pre-negotiate the deal. It's so exciting. You're going to say, wow, I'm so happy I brought those lead sheets in.
Yeah, our goal is to set you guys appointments where you're going out to the house with a contract ready to buy that house. So that's our goal, and that's what makes this event so different, because I've been to a lot of events. I mean, Lynette and I used to both be realtors, and then we got interested in real estate investing. We attended a lot of the different names that you hear out there, and I had never seen somebody actually calling and closing deals right in front of my eyes until we saw Ron, and now we've taken over that mantle, and that's we're happy to do it, and it's our expertise, and we're going to love making money for you guys when you come.
We are so excited. Ron, Sarah's actually on the call right now, whenever
okay.
You're ready.
Let me finish this thought.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Very good. And yourself, sir?
I am good. All right. Well, go ahead and tell us what's going on in your world.
Well, we had Lynette and Brian were wonderful. They were helping me in a class that we had last month called Leads to Deeds.
Uh-huh.
And they walked me through the step. And here's what's going on as of today. The house is worth about $369. I'm taking it subject to for the existing loan plus a little bit of cash that's going to be due within
right.
4 years,
well,
0%
Sarah,
interest.
Stop. And let us tell everybody what that means.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That means the seller is just going to deed you the house and walk away, and the loan's going to stay in their name, but you're going to own the property.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got it.
And I put no money down except for a $10 binder deposit. No payments are due to the bank until March 1st.
Because that's what you negotiated with the seller.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 3-car garage. And I'm buying it for about $340. And
okay.
We're going to list it with a lease with the option to buy at $389.9, and
nice.
I'm picking up the keys on Sunday.
Nice. So have you closed
Ooh.
It yet?
Awesome.
Have I what?
Have you closed it? Have you closed the purchase yet?
They went to the attorney's office on Monday. They signed all the documents.
Well,
I just, right before this call, emailed my escrow guy, and
okay.
He is finishing it up for me.
All right. So your payment is how much?
Payment's going to be about a little less than $1,900.
And what do you think a tenant buyer is going to bring in to you per month?
The rental meter came out to about $2,150 to $2,200.
Okay, and your lease option tenant's probably going to pay you more, so you're probably looking at about a $2,500 income. And how much outgo did you say?
$1,900.
So you got a $500 or $600 a month positive cash flow. And then here's the biggie.
Mm-hmm.
You got a beautiful house in a beautiful neighborhood. So tell me, Sarah, what kind of a non-refundable option deposit are you going to advertise that you want?
not going to advertise a bit. They're going to say it, and I'm going to say yes or no.
You're not going to let me trap you, are you? So you're going to put the property on the market, and you're going to let the market tell you how much they'll put down instead of publishing the down payment like so many foolish people do. And you're also going to let the market tell you how much they want per month, and you're going to let the market speak until you get somebody that speaks high enough for you to accept. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
And you got till March before you even got a first payment due.
That's the best part.
Your best guess from what you've been trained, what do you think your down payment's going to be?
Oh, I'm best guess maybe $25,000.
Yep. I would be right in there. What do you think, Brian, on that? I would agree.
I was
going to
say right around 30, 35.
Maybe 25. Yeah, whatever it is, it's more than you put out. How much did you put out again, sir?
$10.
$10. Okay, so you put out 10, and the goal is to get anywhere from $20,000 to $35,000 on a non-refundable deposit, actually within the month of January. Am I correct?
That is correct, yes.
So you own the house now, so you can do anything you darn well please mm-hmm. with it. It's your home. They've deeded it to you. I want everybody to understand that. It's called taking mm-hmm. over the debt, buying the house subject to the underlying loan. Still a lot of that going on, and we still do it as well. In fact, I just bought one 3 weeks ago the exact same way here in Jacksonville. So you got a free house. You got no risk. You got no personal guarantee. Your credit is irrelevant. Nobody checked it, and nobody cares. There's no costly entanglements, no realtors, no repairs, beautiful home, beautiful neighborhood. In and get in and get out and get a check, and then you're going to continue getting monthly checks. And then I see you got a little bit more coming even on top of that because there will still be some equity that the buyers owe you when they go get a new loan, correct?
Correct, 100% okay. Correct.
All right, so you're on your way. What do you do? Did you have a job or a profession prior to meeting us?
I sure do.
Do you have one now?
I still do.
What do you do?
I work for a little city in their building and safety division.
Okay, so you're a government employee.
Yes, sir.
All right. Where do you live, Sarah?
I live in Fontana, and
okay.
I'm just working in the Riverside and San Bernardino County area, which is outside of L.A.
Okay, cool. Am I going to see you on Saturday?
You're not only going to see me on Saturday, but I'm going to be at your quick start as well.
Okay, good. Very nice. Well, we appreciate you coming on the call tonight.
Ron, she actually does what we tell her to do. Can you believe it?
No, that makes you weird, Sarah.
She's a standout.
That's all I can say.
But we like weird people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sarah, where did you get that lead from?
That one was actually from Zillow.
Oh, that's...
And then there's the one in Corona where I'm just about ready to close, go out there to get it to sign. Did you guys want me to talk about that as well?
Yeah, that's that second deal that you're putting under contract. Do you want to save that for Saturday or do that now, Ron?
Oh, she can do it quick now.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody probably believes we planted her on the telephone anyway, Lynette. Go ahead.
Well, honest to goodness, I just signed up in October with you guys, so it's just been absolutely amazing and unbelievable. The one in Corona, the seller had it on the market, and it fell through escrow. So currently, we're going to put it under the house is worth about $409,000,
mm-hmm.
three-bedroom, two-bath, three-car garage, very nice neighborhood. I am taking it with a lease with the option to buy for $370,000. And Lynette and Brian are helping me. We're going to put it on the market for $449,000, so we've got a difference of about $79,000.
Well, now, Sarah, you just said it was worth only $409,000. What gives you the nerve to put it on the market for $449,000?
I've been listening to you.
Well, that is quite a jump, actually. That is quite a how will you know if you're going to get it or not?
I've been working with her. We've been emailing and back and forth and texting and on the phone, and I just need to, with her work schedule and my work schedule, it's been very hard for us to meet, and I'm just trying to finalize it.
He's talking about the buyer.
I meant the buyer. How are you going to know? When are you going to know if you're going to get the $449,000?
As soon as I get that deposit.
As soon as the market tells you, right?
That's right.
So what happens if they won't pay $449,000, they'll only pay $429,000? Never mind. You don't have to answer.
I
Okay. Here. One more test question, Sarah. What makes it? Why can we put a property on the market for more than it's likely appraised for and get it? What makes that possible?
We're offering terms. We're targeting a market that's not. We're actually creating homes for people who couldn't believe and didn't realize they could actually be in home ownership. So, and that's actually a lot bigger market than these cash buyers who are coming.
That is absolutely correct. And the truth is, any house that is worth $409 is worth more because if a ready, willing, and able buyer is willing to pay it, that's what it's worth. And in that price range, there's so much flexibility. Most appraisers are going to come in at whatever the buyer is willing to pay anyway. Not that that matters, because it might be a year or two or three before your buyer ever gets around to even buying. And at that time, it'll certainly be worth whatever it is that they say they'll pay for it now. So it's all about terms, isn't it, which you guys are going to hear a lot on Saturday. Okay. All right. Well, Sarah, thank you again. I'll see you on Saturday.
We are so proud of you, Sarah.
Oh, thank you, guys. I honest to goodness, wouldn't go this far or be this far without you guys. Thank you very, very much.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
On your way.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Let me tell you a little bit more about Saturday. We're going to spend the day trying to do deals for you. And incidentally, the Wolves are going to be outside individually calling as fast as we can go along with Alton, see how many people we can get a hold of. So the more leads you bring, the better. Don't just bring one lead and expect to us to make work miracles for you, because we can't get a hold of everybody. I can tell you right now that at least 35% or so of the leads that you bring, we're not going to be able to get them on the telephone because of the time constraint. Saturday is a good day to reach people, but still some are not going to be home. So, again, watch that video. Watch that webinar. It's about an hour. And learn how to fill out that sheet, and also learn where we go get these leads. They're not hard to find. They're all over the Internet. I've explained that on that webinar. Zillow's a good place, incidentally. Craigslist, of course. Trulia. All these places are a good place. And plus signs. You can ride around, look for sale by owner signs. Pick up the phone. Call them. Fill out the sheets, just like Sarah did. Bring them to class and let us do the rest for you. You're going to be very, very amazed at what you see on that day. I'm going to give away over $10,000 worth of prizes, including some cash. And in the afternoon, I'm going to spend some time talking about how to use your IRA to do all the things we discuss and never pay taxes on it, and even how to handle that so that you don't have to go back and forth with your third-party administrator and get them pain in the neck out of your life. I'll have a session late in the day about how to handle financial hardship, which I know that several people in the room are going to need. And if you're not in that situation, you certainly know somebody that is or has been or is headed in that direction. So it's a well-received class. So we have got a lot to do. Again, we'll start about 9, and we'll end about 4:30, and it'll be nonstop action the whole way. And we're even feeding you lunch. So you don't have to worry about that. You will probably not leave the building once you arrive. And if you haven't seen all of the bonuses you get, we're going to bring you a whole goodie bag full of stuff. And for the $99 you paid, you're going to quickly see this is the best bargain you're going to ever get in this real estate business anyway. Brian and Annette, do you have anything else you'd like to discuss tonight? Because I am at the end of my list, and maybe we'll give these websites out one more time. RonLegrand.com/FastTrack is the one that's got the video training on it, the scripts, and the FSBO sheet. Or you can go to RonLegrand.com/FSBO for a 15-minute lesson on how to fill out the property information sheet. Take time, spend the hour, it'll be well worth your while, and bring as many leads as you can.
Ron, we're so ecstatic to be there and to be able to help so many people that take that extra step to come in with those property information sheets and make them money. I mean, it's just like so incredibly exhilarating to us to be able to help them get that first paycheck, you know?
Yep.
And, you know, guys, it's just a call, and just, you know, you might be a little nervous picking up the phone and going through the script the first couple times, but guess what? The only thing you can do wrong is not call. So just call a few people. You'll find out it's not that hard. They're just people like you, and they're trying to sell their house. And they're asking for you to call. They're advertising their house. So just fill that simple sheet out. Bring in five. You know, make a goal of getting five or several for us to call, because the more chances you have, the more chance you have of having a huge success. So we just want to see you come and be have a great attitude, bring some lead sheets, and we're going to enjoy meeting you and helping you further your career.
And make sure your name is on the property information sheets in the upper left-hand corner as well, so we won't have any trouble looking.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
Again, get there early because we're going to start at 9 a.m. By the way, if you're on this call and you have not registered yet, you still can. RonLegrand.com/FTLA, Fast Track LA. It's only $99 for the whole day, or $79 if you're a Gold Club member, or if you happen to be in the RIA group there that Steve and Robin Love run. By the way, if you are in their group, sign up with them, because we do support the local RIAs, and then you'll find they'll be there as well, and please sign up with them. Doesn't make any difference to you. It's the same price. So anyway, that said, guys, thank you for tuning in tonight. Thank you, Sarah, and thank all of you. And I will see you bright and early on Saturday morning, and we'll have a great day together. See you then.
Can't wait to see you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.